I have a question here from Gaur Nitai, who says, quoting from Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter, 11th verse, and he says, the last instruction is yata atmavan, to be self-situated. What does it mean in a common person's life? Is it a meditation, practice, or a feeling, or a daily habit? Is there any example in the Shastras about this type of realization? Let me just talk a little about questions and answers to questions that we naturally come across in the course of our spiritual life, in the course of our studies, and this is just one. Ultimately, the purpose of studying Krishna consciousness is to, number one, be Krishna conscious ourselves, and number two, to give Krishna consciousness to others. That means that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, Amar Agar Guru. To be guru means to be able to answer other people's questions. It's not an issue of being called Guru Maharaj or having a Vyas Puja. It means that questions people have in their progress in spiritual life, you're able to give answer, direction, and inspiration to. And that means that individuals need to be practiced in the principle of manana in order to understand the general characteristics and underlying principles of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, and to be able to answer them in the unlimited number of different forms that they take according to time, according to individual, according to individual's circumstances. And for that, we need to be contemplative. We need to ourselves ask the question, what does this mean? Discuss it amongst ourselves. Machchata, machchata prana, patantas chaman nitya. Until we really feel to shanticha, until we really feel that, yes, I'm really getting a grasp of this topic. To meditate on such subjects. This is really the duty, it's the business of Vaishnavas, that they themselves contemplate the teachings of Shastra and so on. And Srila Prabhupada gives this instruction that a Vaishnavacharya, a Vaishnava guru, his preliminary duty in order to show his qualification and his understanding of the teachings of the Guru Parampara is to give commentary on Upanishads, on Bhagavad Gita, on Vedanta Sutra, which for us means Srimad Bhagavatam. So preachers need to be able to do that, and for that they need to grasp the essence, the substance of things, and then they need to be able to explain that in their own language, in modern context, as objective philosophical principle, which is in one sense sort of the easiest one, know what is Siddhanta, how that impacts on people's lives, and because so many people, and because we're all individuals, therefore different circumstances demand those principles are explained and presented to us differently. And in an empowering way, so that, yes, the parampara continues on, so that those who have heard from us, they can then also understand the basics and be able to also pass them on to others. In this process of question and answer. We don't want dependent people who need in every stage of their life to be told what to do. Srila Prabhupada gives that sweet example that he used to be so dependent on his mother that every time he wanted to go pass water, he would tug on his mother's sari and say, "Mother, urine, urine." And she would just say, "Well, go ahead, you know what to do." So, and of course, Srila Prabhupada didn't continue that as a lifelong practice. At a certain stage, people need to be able to direct others how to, where, when and where they should go. So, to the bathroom. So, same thing. We want to be able to answer questions to others and train them, teach them. And this is what Srila Prabhupada called to be independently thoughtful. Very often this word independent or this phrase independently thoughtful means that people should be independent and do as they like. But people should be able to understand the principles of Krishna consciousness and not have to have every question be answered for them by someone else, but they should learn how to answer it for themselves, and hence they should learn how to also be able to answer it for others. Important principle. So, alright, let's think about what does it mean? Yata atmavan. Atma means the self, be situated in the self. So, and this is not the only place where Krishna gives us this instruction, and it's a instruction that comes in other words as well. So what's the self? Self means the soul. So what does Atmavan mean? Live and act and work in such a way that you're conscious of your spiritual identity as soul. Well, that's fine. And if you're spirit soul, then what does it also mean? It also means that you should be acting as spirit soul. That means, Atmavan means you should be engaged in devotional service and you should be serving Krishna. Atmavan also means that you should be situated in the science of understanding yourself, which means go forward. Etava deva jignasa, go forward in the science of Krishna consciousness. To the realized stage of Krishna consciousness, knowing what your sarupa is, what the ultimate nature of that atma is. That's also atmavan. So come to the stage of being situated in your eternal spiritual form, eternal identity as Krishna. Atmavan also means those things. It's a call for advancement in spiritual life and taking the process of Krishna consciousness seriously. The other day, Burijan Prabhu was here and we were talking, and he told me of three questions that he always asks himself in a circumstance to get guidance as to where he should go, which I see as being relevant to this principle of Atmavan. Maybe could be helpful to devotees. He says he always asks these three questions: who are you? Who's your master? And what is your service? So, who are you means I'm spirit soul, I'm Atma. What is my, therefore, when I'm in any type of circumstance, I always remind myself that yes, Brahma Bhuta, that I'm meant to be situated in the spiritual identity. And, who's your master? Well, Srila Prabhupada. And what did Srila Prabhupada do? Who's your master means, yes, what guidance, what instructions did he do? Don't think that you're in a position of mastership. You're always a servant, and your master gave you instruction. And then now what's that service that he wants you to do? How do you stay in a service relationship with your master, with spiritual master, with Krishna? In every given circumstance. And he says that is questions that he regularly asks in order to just sort of reaffirm what direction he should take. By presenting this as a good compass in order to keep us in this principle of Atmavans, being self-situated. Hare Krishna.